Amen. I just want to leave you with something here today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go over to the book of Philippians. Amen. The second chapter. Amen. Philippians, the second chapter. I guess I want to begin reading at the fifth verse. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of the things in heaven, the things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Amen. And then I want to read briefly, you don't have to turn there, Matthew 1:23 says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us." Amen. Amen. That's it. Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity to look into your word on this morning. Father, I ask you for a fresh anointing to be poured out upon these, your people. Stir us in our hearts about what you're going to share with us on today, in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we just want to say we thank you, praise you, and glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. If I would like, I would read verse 9. Says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of the things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth." Amen. So I just want to tell you today, we're going to talk about today the name of Jesus. Amen. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Amen. The name of Jesus. Amen. What a name. Jesus. Now, Pastor, what does Jesus mean? Jesus means Yahweh's salvation, or Jehovah's salvation. And when we talk about Jesus Christ, we're talking about someone who is very controversial when it comes down people to talking about Jesus Christ. And in the season right now, we're about to approach Christmas, and we see a lot of people that's saying Merry Xmas instead of saying Merry Christmas. And the reason for this is because the devil, he hates the name of Jesus. And anytime you start talking about Jesus, people start to get very much uncomfortable. Because the Bible has already declared to us that at the name of Jesus, things will happen. And when somebody first introduce themselves, they would say, "Hi, my name is Gerard," or "My name is so-and-so." And names carry great weight. And the reason why I know this is because your name is associated to what you do. Because back in the days when we were out in the world, if you had an opportunity to meet somebody, if we said so-and-so was coming to town, or summer jam was going on, who gonna be there? Some of us would break our neck to get there because of a famed name of a person would be there. Names are so powerful. Names are so prophetic. And back, way back in the Old Testament, God, he had a name. And he redeemed himself as Elohim, meaning Lord or God. And then he redeemed himself also as the self-existent one, the great I am. Then other times he named himself as Yahweh Nisei or Jehovah Nisei, meaning the Lord, my banner. And redeemed himself as Jehovah Jireh, meaning that I will provide. He also redeemed himself as Jehovah Sitkenu, meaning the Lord our righteousness. He makes us right in his sight. But we have a lot of people out there who have this sacred name movement, folks, that say that you just must needs to use the Hebrew names. But we are not Hebrew. We are English speaking people that don't know Hebrew. It has the same significance as this translated. It has the same meaning, but it's just translated. And then if you're reading your Bible, it says, sometimes it says Lord God or Lord in all capital letters. And when you see all those capital letters, it's talking about the name Yahweh. Or if you see the word Lord with a capital L and all the rest of the letters are in lowercase, it's talking about Adonai. So we have to understand as people of God that God supplies our every need. And he has to us every single thing that we need. So this is why God, he had all these different types of names in the Old Covenant. But now you enter in as a child of God, you're born into the New Covenant. And when Jesus, when he came on the scene, it was prophesied that Jesus Christ would come. And Jesus, he was given a name, Emmanuel, which being interpreted means God with us. So God, he was going to come down, take off his place where he was in glory, to come down and to bless us. And Jesus, his name is so powerful. His name is so mighty. His name, in which we were as a child of God, can get us into places where we thought that we can never get into. So today we're going to be talking about the name of Jesus. Now please excuse me if I get a little crazy when I start talking about Jesus. I don't know where this message is going to turn today. But when we start talking about Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus, He said in his word, he said that anything that you ask in my name, he said that I will do it. And in Philippians, he said at the name, the Bible says at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, everything in heaven, those angels, everything in earth. Look at the things that are in the earth. There are things in the earth that needs to bow to the name of Jesus. Amen. Everything under the earth, meaning demon powers. Everything that has to do with the devil, it has to bow to the name of Jesus. So we as children of God, we love the name of Jesus. And if we are in the body of Christ, that means that you are in Christ and Christ is in you. So that means that when we talk about Jesus and start mentioning Jesus, you should get excited because something is going to begin to happen in your life. This is why I told us, I said, I'm sick and tired of it now. It's time, maybe the people of God, maybe we don't know what Jesus Christ's name really means. So Jesus Christ, he came to fulfill the righteous requirement of the law. Meaning that Jesus Christ, he came and fulfilled every single thing, and he was the express image of the Father. For he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So what does that mean to me, Pastor? Well, it means to me that if Christ is in you and you wear the name of Jesus Christ, that means that every single thing has to bow to you. Yes. Everything has to bow to you because, hallelujah, because when everything comes up against you and sees the name of Jesus that you wear, that's branded on your soul, you have the right, God-given right to rise up in their authority and break down ringing in Jesus' name. And everything has to bow to the name of Jesus. It's about to get crazy up in here now. God with us, meaning that God was going to come down and dwell among us. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, hallelujah, there was no record of nobody casting out devils with a word. I only think something close to it was when David, when King Saul, when he had an evil spirit sent by God because he had broke the commandment of God. Hallelujah. David, he would get on his harp and he would play under the anointing of God and play that evil spirit out of Saul by the anointing of God. That was something close, but that wasn't the same thing as what Jesus did in the New Covenant. So when Jesus went about and healing and preaching the gospel, he spoke a word and people was delivered. Now this was the express image of God. This was Jesus Christ walking about in the earth, having authority. He was the second Adam, and he came to show us how we should function as a believer. Yes. It's time to start rising up now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says everything that you do it unto the Lord. Everything that you do it in my name. In my name you shall cast out devils. In my name you shall speak with new tongues. If you got a thought tongue, if you allow Jesus to get into your life, you shall speak with a new tongue. You shall have power in the name of Jesus. This is why when we come to church, hallelujah, we should sing in the name of Jesus. We should praise in the name of Jesus. Because when there's two or three, the Bible says, gathered in my name, he said that I would be in the midst of thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said it
standing next to you, who have a spirit of bitterness, who got to name the name of Christ and start speaking out in the name of Jesus. Where pockets are going to be prosperous, where house is going to be prosperous, because what is the name of you? Which is above your name?
The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is so powerful, but the people of God is not using the name of Jesus Christ in faith. Look at your position. Jesus Christ, he is the head of the body of Christ, and you are his body. So that means, hallelujah, that the devil is under your feet. You are in Christ, and Christ is in you. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. Everything in heaven, which means the angels, everything in the earth, everything that you can imagine that's in the earth, that's trying to attack you. The Bible says this, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. So if you're in Christ, and you use the name of Jesus, that means that you're over every single principality and power. Hallelujah. Everything. Principalities, those little demons, lying spirit, spirits of jealousy, Jezebel spirit, those are the lower echelon of the demon powers that you gotta face. Yes, hallelujah, principalities and powers, those powerful demons that are latched on to try to attack your body and cause sickness, cancer, and disease, those power demons, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, hallelujah, the rulers of the darkness of this world, these are not people, these are the ruler demons, hallelujah, that Jesus cast out of that man at the Galileans, and all those demons were there. Ruler demon that speaks to people's mouths, but you're over them too. The name of Jesus. Spiritual wickedness in high places. The wars that are being fought in the heavenly realm. Unseen things in the heavenly realm. You're over them too. In the name of Jesus, he spoiled all principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So that means, Pastor Parker, hallelujah, that I can speak forth in the name of Jesus, and every single thing around me has to bow. If things are going to be in your house, you have the power and the authority to speak in Jesus' name, according to the scripture. For whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So you got the authority, child of God, to be able to bind and to loose in Jesus' name. Everything. Yes. Did you know that? He did not only save you of your sins, but he saves you from poverty. He saves you from every single thing imaginable. But it's time for the people of God to start raising up in the strength of God and knowing your position in Christ and knowing the blessing that God has given unto us through Jesus Christ. And you can take the dominion in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Yes, we have to have faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. See, I keep telling you this. I'm going to keep hammering it home until we get it through our thick skulls. You are not under the old covenant anymore. You are under, hallelujah, grace now. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ has fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law. So that means that the only thing that you got to do, hallelujah, in order for you to be blessed, is trust and obey and have faith in Jesus alone, none of your own self. Jesus, he died for your sins. Our righteousness is as faithful as nothing that we can ever do
is why we need Jesus Christ. We need the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To live in the Spirit. To walk in the Spirit. To live in Jesus' name. To talk in Jesus' name. To go to work in Jesus' name. To come to church in Jesus' name. To drive my car in Jesus' name. Because I have enough faith in Him that is going to protect me. Everywhere I go, everything that I do for the Lord is going to cause my hands to prosper in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, He saves me. Yahweh's or Jehovah's salvation. Hallelujah. You don't got to be afraid of nothing. You don't got to be fearful. But it's time for us to operate in faith. If a sickness will try to hit your body, in the name of Jesus, I command your body to be healed. Just outside one day. But you got to keep applying. You got to keep repeating that ointment. Lift those balm in Gilead that makes the wound whole. God is going to save you. Yes, He saves you. But He's going to continue to save you. Once you get saved of yourself, and God is going to save you through Jesus Christ and His name. You don't believe me? If you look in the book of Acts, when Peter, he was going to the house of prayer, and there was a beggar on the side. Hallelujah. He was looking for some money. He was looking for something, but he was looking for the wrong thing. Hallelujah. But when he had an encounter with the men of God, hallelujah, Jesus Christ in them, hallelujah, he said, such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of what? Jesus, rise up and walk. And then something happened. Pow! He began to walk. Everything in heaven and in earth and under the earth at the name of Jesus. You need to have enough, have a greater dimension of faith in the name of Jesus. If a curse is trying to operate in your life. Come on, come on, come on. He the devil, he don't like this. But I come to smash him today in Jesus' name. If you read Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, it talks about blessings. It talks about curses. But this was contingent upon the old covenant. The covenant. See, we're entitled to those same, those blessings parts, the blessing part. But the curse part, we don't have no parts of it. So if you see lack in your life or an infirmity trying to attack your body, you have the authority in Jesus' name to put the devil back in his place. You got the authority through Jesus' name to put the devil back in his place. Say, uh-oh, this don't belong here. Uh-oh, this don't belong in my leg. Uh-oh, this don't belong in my mind. This don't belong in my side. So in the name of Jesus, get out of here. Because by His stripes I am healed. In the name of Jesus. It also talks about that. In other words, it'll be, you know, paraphrasing, it'll be some holes in your bag. You put something in and something keeps dropping out. Every time you get something, you're always suffering lack. It's always, don't you know that lacking is a curse? Poverty is a curse. Who redeemed us from the curse of the law. He redeemed us from the curse of the law, meaning that He brought us back. He redeemed us. He saved us from the curse of the law. So therefore, that you got to know that you're blessed in Jesus' name. Now it's time for you to stand. Stepping up to the plate. It's time for you to start confessing. It's time for you to start decreeing and declaring what God has given unto you in Jesus' name. God with us. God with us. Yes, He's with us. He's with me. When I'm driving along in my car, He's with me. When I'm going home, He's with me everywhere that I go. And the devil's still acting up. I'm going to say,
to bear. Yes, when trouble is brought to bear. Sometimes you don't have no other time just to say Jesus. But you have to know where you stand. Where you are in. You're in covenant with God through Jesus Christ. And don't you know this? When somebody's in covenant with somebody, you have, if somebody try to get at you, your covenant partner is going to get at them. In the covenant that God made with Abraham, he said, I will bless those that bless you. See, you got to understand, you got to bless folks if you want to be blessed. Then it said, I will curse them that curse you. You don't need to fight your own battle because Jesus Christ already did. The only thing you're going to do is stand in that authority of his name because the victory has already been won. So in the name of Jesus, in which I stand, I'm not going to take the stuff of the enemy. But we as saints, what we do, you sit there. Excuse me, Brother Lindsay, let me sit there for a moment here. You sit there and cross your legs, all sadity. You don't say anything. But it's time for us to open up your mouths and to speak the word of God. Pastor Parker said, break spiritual links, break the soul ties. You ain't saying nothing. Open up your mouth and release. Use your vocal cords. Use what's in your spirit. Use the word of God. Let the spirit of God breathe on you and come up out of you and make the word ring and attack the enemy's forces with the word of God. When you do this, you're going to start seeing results in Jesus' name. Don't do it in your own strength, but do it in Jesus' name, because remember, he's in you now, and you are in him. So at the name of Jesus, according to the scripture, I said it, and I'm going to say it a third time, that everything has to bow to Jesus in you, because don't you know spiritually your name is Jesus? Your name is Jesus. I know you got a regular name that your mama or your daddy gave you, but spiritually, your name is Jesus. They ought to see Christ in you. Spiritually, your name is Jesus. So when the devil sees you, they see Christ. Because the devil, he said in Acts the 19th chapter, those demons said, Jesus, I know. I know, but who are you? They tried to cast the devil out of some folks, but they didn't know Jesus. Because they know Paul, because Jesus was working. The Bible says God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Handkerchiefs were taken from his body, and people were healed. Jesus working through Apostle Paul. Spiritually, those demon powers, they saw Jesus in Paul. Because Paul was in covenant with God through Jesus Christ. And anytime a covenant takes place, even in marriage, there is conditions, there's a sign, your ring, and this is what was taking place. Using the name. And when two people get married, their names blend together. They blend together. One of the two, they take one another's name. But if I were you, I wouldn't take. Oh, but that's another story. Got some folk taking the wife's name. Oh. But that's another story. But the principle is two names blending together. Meaning that spiritually your name is Jesus. Wow. That's a powerful revelation there. That you can walk wherever the Lord leads you and you don't got to be afraid. Because you have faith in the name of Jesus that everything is going to begin to come unto subjection. Because spiritually your name is Jesus. So why are you going to back down? We're going to take no for an answer because you're in covenant with God through Jesus Christ. For whatever that you ask, it shall be done unto you. It shall be done. Say it shall be done. In faith, it shall be done. In the name of Jesus, it shall be done. If my word abides in me, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you want, and it shall be done. Anything that you ask in what my name. You better meditate on that scripture tonight. Anything that you ask in my name, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Hallelujah, the things in heaven, the things in earth, the things under the earth. Somebody going to start seeing some miracles if you get this message today. Somebody saying, well, I know that already. I know that already, but you don't even practice it. It's time for us to practice. In the name of Jesus, in the faith, because hallelujah, Jesus, he accomplished every single thing. He accomplished it on the cross. That means hallelujah. See, today I was going to talk about seven confessions, but hallelujah, there's one confession that you should already know about, that you are the righteousness of God. There's nothing that you can do in your own strength or power, but Jesus Christ, he paid it all. So if you got Jesus on the inside of you, everything you got to do is live in Jesus and ask for it, and it shall be done. Now I don't know when it's going to be done, but it's going to be done. But can you have faith enough to be able to round it out and wait for it and confess it? Every time the devil comes at you, you say by faith in the name of Jesus, I have what I asked for. It's not a microwave thing. You got to keep confessing it. As you keep confessing, something is going to start to move. Something is going to start to happen. If you want certain family members to be saved in your family, you got to go to warfare in prayer. You got to pray. You got to speak forth the counsel and the word of God. You got to speak it out. You cannot sit there in your house and just say it in your head. By his stripes, I'm healed. Just think it in your head. You got to speak it out.
Hallelujah.
Baby, did you pray today? Prayed in my mind. But here's this principle in Genesis. Now you know God with us, right? Jesus in you, right? Okay. Use the same principles that God Almighty used in the beginning. God spoke. He spoke and things happened. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay, that's the first verse. Now, something was there, but it was void. The second verse, darkness upon the face of the deep. So God, he created it, but he had some materials there to work with. So we in this world, in the name of Jesus, we have some materials to work with. But one thing you got to do is start speaking forth upon those materials. Then you have the ability to create in Jesus' name. But God has already spoken. Are y'all hearing me? If there's healing for us, I'm going to speak healing to my material body. By the way, the Spirit of God. I'm going to keep speaking it. I'm going to keep saying it. Because in reality, your body really heals itself. But when a demon power or power demon is in operation trying to attack your body, it doesn't respond to the medicine. You're sick. carried it well. But in the name of Jesus Christ, you have to deal with those powers. You have to deal with the enemy so your body can be healed. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm coming back safe. In the name of Jesus, everything that I do is going to prosper. Because I was blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. So therefore, I am blessed. I'm not cursed. If a curse is trying to come up, I'm going to put that demon back in place. And I want to say this. In the family line, I don't know, the Lord just keeps talking to me about these things in the lives of God's people. Yes, you receive salvation and you're saved, yes. But you still have the tendency to sin. And some of us, and in the body of Christ, have dealt with things on a continual basis where you seem like you can't get rid of a certain thing. Just keep trying to come up against you. Come on. Excuse me. Sinful things. But these things are curses. These things are the things that have been in our family history. And they are spiritual. It's not hereditary. They are spiritual. And it's been passed down. It's been passed down. Spiritual things. And people have a tendency to continue. Can't even stop doing these things. It's a spiritual thing. But we have the ability in Jesus Christ. And don't you know, you don't have to come up here and let nobody lay hands on you to cast the devil or cast some spirit. As a child of God, I'm talking about. As a child of God. Now, in the unbeliever, it's different. But you are a child of God. You got the authority invested in you. In Jesus' name. To submit yourself afresh to the Lord. Resist the devil and he shall flee from you. You got the authority in Jesus' name. And we take the initiative and say, take this poor mouthing thing and say, poor baby, the devil is taking advantage of them. And you're a child of God, but you got the authority and the power to loose yourself. Yes, you do. You got the power and authority to loose yourself from the grip of Satan. The demons are not your problem. Sin is the problem. The devil ain't your problem. Demons are not your problem. Yeah, they're going to try to do things. But if we as children of God, if we open the door, Satan and the demons, they are going to come in. You gave them license to come in. You said, come on in. Come, let's have a party. Let's get some boogie going on. But if you keep the door closed, or if you sin, if you get in the water, if you fall into sin, you got the power in you. Within you to close the door and turn on the devil and say, I renounce you and denounce you in the name of Jesus, and I take back every single hold that I allowed for you to come in and take. I take back the ground in Jesus' name, and therefore I command you, demon spirit, to leave me now in Jesus' name. And then pow. Something's going to begin to happen. You can get delivered just like that. It's time for deliverance. Hallelujah. Be smarter and not harder. You got the power. Something's going on. You see something going on in your family line, and it seems like it's trying to attack you. It's got those same tendencies. You got the authority in Jesus' name to renounce and denounce and cut your spirit off from those generational spirits. But you got to do it through spoken words. You have to do it. You have to break the curses. You gotta speak out of your mouths in Jesus' name. And so I have nothing to do with those sins of my forefathers in Jesus' name. And I cut my spirit off from those things that my parents or my forefathers or my uncles and whatnot, all those people that I have nothing to do. I submit myself afresh to your Lord in Jesus' name. And I break every single curse and every single stronghold
that's tried to come up upon me in Jesus' name. And the next thing you know, you're going to have some spiritual freedom in your life. You got a lot of Christians that are bound. They sin, but they're bound because of curses that are in operation. But at the name of Jesus, again, every knee shall bow, the things in heaven, the things in earth, and the things under the earth. Child of God, if you got Christ in you, you got the power. In Jesus' name. Because Jesus, remember, he spoiled all principalities and powers and made a show of them openly. He defeated every single enemy. But you got the authority and the power in Jesus' name to overcome him, and you've already overcome him. You've overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Don't you see? Look what you're working with. Look what you got. Stop being afraid of the devil. Use the power that you have. Yes, I know it may have happened in your family, but it's not going to happen to me in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, y'all hearing me? I'm not going to be poor. In Jesus' name. I'm not going to be sick. In Jesus' name. I'm not going to have diabetes. In Jesus' name. I renounce it. Are you hearing me? Get some power in you. Using the name of Jesus. Because you have the God-given right to be delivered. You've been delivered. The name of Jesus today. The name of Jesus. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. If you're fearful, you go run in it and be safe. In Jesus' name. Read the scriptures. Here on out. Read the book of Acts. And see when they said in the name of Jesus, things happen. Because they knew their position. They knew the power that was in his name. And then look at Jesus. Look what he did. The living word. Jesus himself. Going forth. Healing the sick. Raising the dead. We as believers don't got no business for everything falling down around us. Amen. Using the name of Jesus. That's a deadly weapon. To the enemy. So when the enemy starts coming up against you, use the name. Don't just say in the name of Jesus. Don't just say in the name of Jesus. Have faith in the name. Have faith in the name, knowing that he conquered everything that you trust and believe. You trust no matter what. You know that Jesus is going to take, he already took care of it. He took care of it already. So say in the name of Jesus. Well, Pastor, what if it don't happen right then and there? Well, just keep saying in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you've already done it, and I'm just waiting for the manifestation. I believe and trust in you in faith and know that you have already done whatever I have asked in your name. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes. Somebody said to me, they said, you know, that's one thing I admire about you. You don't get in a rush about things. Well, I'm not getting in a rush about things because I'm waiting for the Lord to do it. I cannot move and do things on my own because I want things so bad. They were talking about the building. Like, man, you know, you're still, yeah, I'm still there. I'm still waiting and believing God that he's going to give me what he said that he's going to give me. And I'm not moving until the perfect place that he promised me. And when I see it, I'm going to know this is what the Lord has promised and destined for me to have. This is faith. Approaching 5 years now. Some have come and gone because, I don't know, for whatever reason, I don't know. Some have come and gone because, you know, they couldn't wait it out or whatnot. But I believe God in faith. The prophetic word has been decreed and declared, and I believe it. I believe it. Because Jesus, he's blessed me already. You're blessed. But do you know it? But it's not going to come easy because the devil devil, he's going to fight it. But this is why you have to speak out of your mouth the word of God. This is why you've got to constantly speak the word of God. You've got to constantly speak it. And you have to have a prayer life so you can be supercharged and reading God's word to allow that word to come out of you and hit the target and break down every single thing that the devil has hedged up against you. Do you see that, saints? It's up to you. In faith. In faith. Speaking the word of God forth in faith. In Jesus' name. And things are going to begin to happen. I'm finished. But I know what I'm talking about. I've been praying and going in warfare and speaking forth the word of God and prophesying over people in prayer.